Astrophysicists tell us that 95% of the universe is dark. And perhaps that helps us to understand the prophetic word today that Isaiah said, that the people who live in darkness have seen a great light. And those who live in the land of gloom, the light has shined. And so really on this Christmas day, what we're asked about is the light. Do we trust in, do we believe in the light? Because there is, quite frankly, a lot of darkness. You know what I'm saying? There's the darkness that can fill our lives when we're having financial troubles or health issues or family struggles. There's the darkness that happens when there's resentments that we can't let go of, when we have to feel depressed and alone, that motherless child feeling. And yet, we're told on Christmas Day that this act of faith that we make is about the light coming into the world. The light comes into the world whenever we see a moving child and realize the vast potential, the infinite potential of this day. The light comes into the world whenever we are able to face a fault or failing and work so that we can grow in God's grace and love. The light comes into the world whenever we lend an ear, reach out a hand, spend some time. So which will it be for us? Will it be the light or the darkness? Is it a coin toss? Is it an alternative that we take? Sometimes we're in the light, sometimes we're in the darkness. Is it a matter of temperament? You know, the optimists like the light and the pessimists live in the dark. But the Bible says that it's, instead of any of those options, it's a matter of instruction. We have to learn how to recognize the radiance that is behind the cloud. We have to be instructed in seeing the light. And so we want to look at the scriptures today to get some lessons. How can we be people of the light? Because we don't want to walk in the land of gloom anymore. You know what I'm saying? The first thing that struck me is how specific the story of the coming of the light is. When St. Luke tells the story of the birth of Jesus, he situates it in a very specific time, in a very specific place. You know, you've got the Caesar Augustus guy, you've got this Quirinius, we're talking about Syria, we're talking about Bethlehem, we're talking about very specific concrete places. And that's what we have to understand, that God comes to us in a specific time, in a specific place. There's this great temptation to imagine that we'll get God once we are in a better place, or once the times are better. But that's not what the Bible teaches us. We recognize the light when the south side of Chicago, in this strange era that we're living in. That's where we have to find the light. Because if you think about it, you know, Mary and Joseph didn't have a bed of roses. I mean, they had to go 90 miles, 1 foot, or on a donkey back, which is not any better. You're 9 months pregnant, and you get to Bethlehem, and the Holiday Inn's full. And yet, it was at that specific moment, in that specific place, in that specific time, that they saw the light. They recognized God's presence in their midst. They knew God's blessing. And so that's the invitation for us today, on this Christmas day, to realize that no matter what is going on around us, that in this place, at this time, God is with us. The second thing that strikes me as we hear the story of the birth of Jesus is that we recognize the light when we know our story. Isn't that what Joseph did? He knew his story. St. Luke tells us very carefully that the reason that they had to go down to Bethlehem was because Joseph was of the house and the family. Now, he didn't know he was of the house and family of David because he had a royal throne, or because he had a crown, or because Lady Di called him up every now and then. He knew his story.
He knew who he was. And it was because he knew his story, he could recognize the action in the presence of God. And that's one of the things that we all have to do as well. And it's one of the reasons that Christmas is such a family holiday, because we have to get together and know our story as a family. Know that the God who brought us this far is not going to leave us now. And it's true for our parish. We have to know our story as well. For 167 years, St. James has been serving this community. And there's been many changes in the neighborhood, in the city, in the parish. And yet, through it all, the hand of God has been with us. And we can be sure that as we tell the story of St. James, that there's another trick up the divine sleeve, I have no doubt, which will bring us once more anew into the action in the presence of God, into God's light. So we tell the stories. And then thirdly, of course, is the word. The word of this day was the word of the angel. And the angel greeted the shepherds. He didn't say Merry Christmas. He didn't say season's greetings. He didn't even say ho, ho, ho. What he said was, peace. That's what he said. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. That's how we see the light, when we get over our fear. Now, there's lots of things that are terrifying. We do live in Chicago, after all. We do live in an age where we seem to be blowing up the planet. We do have to worry about nuclear war. We do have to wonder if we're going to lose our minds, such as they are. But the Bible says, do not be afraid of any of those things, because that child who is wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger lets us know that God's love, God's mercy, God's compassion, God's strength will enable all to be well. So that really is what we have to bring today, this Christmas day. We have to realize that there are many things that we fear. There are things that are terrifying. But we put our trust in the presence and the action of God. And that's what enables us to overcome all those fears. We know that God has been with us today, because we see it all around us. We have experienced God's presence in our past, the guiding, gentle hand of God touching our history, and we trust in God's future for us. And that's why perhaps the word of the day is hope. The reason we can get over our fears is because we have hope in what God is doing, what God has promised. And so this wonder counselor, this Prince of Peace, this Lord of Light, lets us know that we can have confidence in the future. It's like we're reading the novel, you know, and you want to know who done it, so you skip to the back chapter and you read the last chapter. Oh, that's how it comes out. Well, we know how the story comes out. We know how the story comes out because of Jesus. And that gives us hope. So no matter how things seem to be going, we are people of hope. We hope that this newborn king will be with us this day and every day, and that assures us of God's future, because it is, church, the loftiest hope that is the surest of being fulfilled.